Let's talk about ALL. What's up there?
So ALL is a disease which is very interesting because although it's uncommon, we know that in children with intensive chemotherapy, you can cure over 80 to 90%. And the principles of ALL therapy is a combination of at least 13 to 15 drugs that you rotate in different sequences. And there's a lot of black magic in the design of the pediatric protocols. Now, in adult ALL, even though now we have reached a complete response rate of 90 to 95%, which is very similar to childhood ALL, yet the cure rate is still in the range of 40%. Most of the difference in the outcome is related to the differences in the biology of the two diseases. And there are three cytogenetic and molecular abnormalities which are different that confer a lot of the difference in prognosis. So Philadelphia positive ALL, which is adverse, is present in a quarter of the patients with adult ALL, but in only 2 to 5% of pediatric ALL. That's unfavorable. A second one is a cryptic cytogenetic abnormality called translocation 1221, which results in TEL-AML1 hybrid gene. And that's favorable. That can be detected molecularly in about 25% of children with ALL, but only 2% of adults. And the third cytogenetic abnormality is the hyperdiploid karyotype, more than 50 abnormal chromosomes, which is also favorable. It's present in about 30% of children with ALL and only 5% of the adults. So I think this accounts for most of the difference. Beyond this, I think there are differences in the protocols that favor the pediatric regimens. In particular, I think the POMP maintenance with 6-mercaptopurine, vincristine, prednisone, and methotrexate has been neglected in the adult ALL regimens because it just doesn't get any respect. In the pediatric regimens, they do the POMP maintenance for 3 years, and I think that could account for an improvement in the cure rate of at least 10 to 15%.